So your marketing message can still be the same. But I was writing a few things down. I would appeal to different pockets of people, which would be new to town. If you're new to town and you're looking for a massage therapist, you know, blah, 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 would be one. Unhappy with your current massage therapist, not getting the relief you want. Doesn't go as, it's as old as time. What's the most frustrating thing for anybody wanting massage? This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me.
Hello, podcast listeners. It is Jake, your content editor and producer here. I help members of the Paul Gough community create engaging content, distribute it on their own social platforms, and I create all the daily content you see on Paul's channels, both his Instagram, YouTube, including this daily podcast that you're listening to right now. And today, I'm excited to bring you this episode of the Paul Gough Audio Experience. So today, I have decided to dig into a very old call from the beginning of the year that Paul had with his mastermind community. One business owner came on the call and started asking Paul some marketing questions. He just hired a new massage therapist and salesperson, and while he was training them, he noticed that his local drugstore had different marketing campaigns and websites for both their services, and he wondered if he should start doing the same with his massage therapist. Paul dives deep on this subject, describing on how he handles his massage therapy in his four clinics back in England, how he markets them, and how you can eventually turn these massage patients into physiotherapy patients as well. So if you want some great marketing techniques to help you through the coming recession, turn this one up loud. Also, while I still have you, I wanted to let you know, if you like this podcast and you want to make your clinic a cash-generating machine, last week, Paul announced his brand new live two-day seminar dedicated to helping you get cash, keep cash, and navigate the financial crisis that looms in 2020 for clinic owners just like you. It's called Paul Gough's Chamber of Marketing and Cash Getting Secrets. It is happening on July 11th and 12th, starting at 10:30 a.m. on that Saturday. Head to Paul's big event to sign up today and get more details. And if you want to bring your team, we have three different tracks with 24 different sessions to help both your sales and marketing team, your physio team, and the business owner all at the same time. And one more thing, for our amazing podcast audience, we are giving you an exclusive code for $75 off your ticket today. All you need to do is type in Harry at checkout to claim this discount. Again, for more information and to register today, head to paulsbigevent.com. We only have 35 guest seats available, and I believe some are already taken. So head there now and sign up today before you miss out on this great opportunity. That's enough for me. Hope you enjoy this podcast and have a great day.
How are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Doing well.
How's the kids?
They're all sick. They all got the flu, and then my wife got a kidney stone, and then she got the flu right on top of that. So it's been, I think,
okay.
First flu area. Right,
how are you?
In there.
Good. What's going on?
But no, life is good overall. So we hired a massage therapist this past week and a marketing person, a second one this past week.
What was the first one? So you cut off there. So you've hired a marketing person and
a massage therapist.
Sweet. Yeah.
And we're rolling out new marketing campaigns and, you know, just content and all that for massage. And my whole thought process was this is that it probably needs to be separate from physical therapy. And it was more clear to me this weekend and going to go pick up prescriptions from Walgreens for the family. Whenever I would Google map the Walgreens we were going to, because only certain ones are open on the weekends and at certain times and all that, all of them had separate Google listings for the Walgreens itself and then for the pharmacy itself. And I realized, I think we need to do that or across the board, not just Google, but entire campaigns and marketing, but all of them are kind of congruent in that they're taking people back to having for a back problem and physical therapy for a back problem. So it's a ramp into the company to get them help for their back problem or their knee problem, whatever it is. And so I was talking to my accountability group or my progress group earlier this week about it and just going back and forth with some other people about it. And I haven't seen anybody do this as far as, maybe there are, I'm not aware. How are they marketing separately for it? And I just wanted to get your take on it and make sure.
Yeah. No, you are. You're very right. So I love this. And the reality, and this is the one I've spoken about this for a long time. The reality is that there's probably more people looking for a massage for their bad back than looking for physio. Right. And that's where the magic happens. If you're very strategic about what you're doing here, there's a chance that you could move all of your marketing to just finding somebody who thinks that they want a massage for their bad back, bad knee, bad shoulder, whatever. And then when they arrive, they're educated on what the difference is between the two, right? We do this brilliantly well. If you ever see my boards that I put up, you'll see SM, it's sports massage, right? People ring up and say, I need a sports massage. Five years ago, we'd have tried to fight them on the phone and go, no, you need physical therapy. You need to come in for physio. And it's like, no, I just want a massage. I've got a tight muscle, right? And Vicky or Becky or somebody would be going, yeah, but the difference is, and they were like, oh, they're just like, no, I'll go somewhere else, right? I was like, all right, fuck this, screw it. If they want a sports massage, book them in for a sports massage, right? And the physios do the sports massage, which back to Matt's point, it's why, you know, for me, it's just the same thing, right? It's the guy or the girl who's doing it. So then the sports massage takes place, right? And it's like, hey, listen, cool. Welcome. Thanks for booking an appointment today. What we're going to do is give you a nice deep massage and, you know, relax that muscle. However, what I want to let you know is I'm a chartered physiotherapist, licensed physio, whatever. And most of these muscles keep tightening up because of something else, right? Now, today, I can't do that because you booked in for a sports massage. If at any point you actually want me to get to the real root cause of the problem, so you don't have to keep booking in all of the time for these things, I can do that for you. In fact, I can offer you a free discovery visit after this massage is over. So you have the segue into the physical therapy. So the point is, don't just use it as a lead generation tool into your business. That if somebody comes to you who wants a sports massage because the hamstring is tight as shit, well, all right, it's tight because your fucking gluteal muscle doesn't work. And I ain't going to fix this hamstring, right? Because of that gluteal not working, which is happening because that back is stiff as shit, right? So you get time at that point to educate them on the real thing that you can do for them. So your marketing message can still be the same. But I was writing a few things down. I would appeal to different pockets of people, which would be new to town. If you're new to town and you're looking for a massage therapist, you know, blah, 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 would be one. Unhappy with your current massage therapist, not getting the relief you want, doesn't go as it's as old as time. What's the most frustrating thing for anybody wanting massage is they don't go deep enough. And I would market directly at that. You know, does your current massage therapist struggle to get as deep as you need? You know, Bob or whatever. Does your current massage therapist struggle? Did you try to get in with a massage therapist and get fobbed off with their six of their assistants or whatever, right? Like that could be a bit of a message. But you could be an antagonist to your own service. Have you tried numerous different things and it just hasn't given you any relief? You know, you could start with massage. We've got a special of two sessions to start with, which are free. And they're just discovery visits, basically. So I'm just trying to help you think creatively about it and not just this being about massage. There's a lot of people who are looking for you in terms of massage before they'll ever look for physical therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I got confirmation. That's what I needed.
It's a great in. But don't fight them. If they want massage, don't fight them. Let them come back, whether it's a month later or 2 months later. Educate them, hey, we'll massage the hell out of this muscle, but look, this neck is stiff or tight or this postural thing. Tell them that that's a problem and you can fix it and offer them a free discovery visit to come in and get physical therapy on it.
Got it.
You'll get a lot of people on Google. We get a lot of people on Google Ads looking for massage.
Are you running ads specifically? They don't even mention physical therapy. They just say looking
massage.
For
massage. Sports massage. It's just sports massage. Yep. Usually get two or three every week on Google looking for sports massage.
Like I've been concerned that maybe I need a different website or just a specific page to talk about it.
No, just a page that talks about massage. I'm pretty sure we've got one on mine. Just a page that talks about massage.
Okay.
Yeah.
My new marketing person here listening in.
Yeah, good. It's the same pain point. They want relief, but you could, you could talk to a different pocket of people. Are you new to town? Would be a good one. Are you unhappy with your current massage therapist? Try us for free. But you say your therapist struggling to get as deep. because that's usually the that's usually what somebody gets like pissed with the massage, that they didn't get deep enough, or too rough, too deep, depending upon who you're going for.
Got it. Thanks, Paul.
Pleasure. The massage service, it's not that much cheaper. There's not that much difference in it. No, honestly, there's not that much difference in it. For the same reason with Matt, it was the person, like my either sports therapists or physios do it. So there's not that much difference between the massage and the physios, if at all. It's you're booking a session, and you're tying up my guy, but you're tying up an asset basically. Usually just neck and shoulders, that type of thing. Or if it's a sports massage, they'll often say, I want my hamstring or calves, or lower limb, that type of thing. So don't get me wrong, we're not doing anything close to what you might get in hotels and, you know, massage envy and all that type of stuff. It's very specific. Usually they'll say, I need a sports massage for this pain. And if you listen to them, that's usually what they're coming in for. We're not very, I mean, obviously there is a pocket of people out there who want the full body massages and stuff. But we found generally 8 out of 10 are ringing up saying, I think I need a sports massage on my shoulder, which is a sign for I've got supraspinatus, fucking tendonitis, or I've got a neck problem, I've got whatever. Like they don't need the sports massage, but that's what they think that they need. Or I need a massage on my hamstring. Why? Doctor said they've got a hamstring strain. Well, what have they really got? Sciatica, right? It's as old as time. That's what they think that they've got. You've got to meet them where they are and then educate them on it when they come in.
Thank you for listening to Paul Goff's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com, where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgoff.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul @thePaulGoff using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.